number 3, because the chief is here, 21-777.
How are you, chief? We're calling you first.
Thank you, chief.
Good morning, chief.
Good morning, board.
Morning. Morning, chief. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today, please?
Chief Donald Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, representing the Darien Police Department as issuing authority.
Thank you, chief. And chief, you're entitled to a brief opening statement if you'd like.
This denial on suitability is not a complex litigation suitability denial. This is a fairly simple and straightforward denial. The appellant applied for a pistol permit less than 2 years removed from an incident where the Darien Police Department was summoned to a house at 2:30 in the morning on the report of an apparently intoxicated subject attempting to enter the house. The homeowner came out and assisted the appellant in pulling up his pants, and the police officers ended up getting him to a resident's home and left him in their care. So, under the doctrine of the reasonable man, less than 2 years from applying for the pistol permit, I think the conduct demonstrates non-suitability for a pistol permit.
Thank you, chief. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, this incident is a singular incident. It doesn't define who I am or how I conduct myself on any other given day or night. And it was an unfortunate incident. And I take responsibility for it, but like I said, it's a singular incident.
Thank you, sir. All right, chief, you may proceed with your case.
Okay. I presented to the board the 911 call from a resident of Darien. I believe the board has the opportunity to listen to that. In that 911 call, again, approximately 2:30 in the morning, a male resident reported that there was somebody outside of his house. That subject was about 30 years old. The statement from the caller was that the person in the yard was not comprehensible, and there's certainly something wrong with this guy. He's half undressed, not moving very fast, trying to get into our house. He's now in the driveway. He's just standing there like he can't move. I just had him help him pull up his pants. Somebody needs to come and figure out where he should be. And I believe that was the appellant that was there that night. We did get him home. When I look at suitability, I look at time and distance from conduct from the time that the application is filed. This is not a college frat type situation that was a dozen or more years before. This was an adult male who lived in Darien, apparently thinking he was at his house when he was more than a half mile away from his home. So in substance, again, that is the reasoning for non-suitability in my mind. It is the nexus from the time of the activity to the time that this permit was applied for. The caller has no animus toward the appellant. He was not looking to come testify here today. His main concern was the safety and well-being of him in the yard that night. So we did reach back out to him, and he did not want to appear to testify today.
Thank you, chief. Sir, do you have any questions of the chief based on what he just testified to?
I don't.
Does the board have any questions? No. Hey, chief, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay, sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Again, this is a singular incident. I started out at a friend's house. I had some beer, I had some wine, I had some pizza. And we proceeded to a local bar. It was after my first drink that I did not feel myself. I can't explain what happened, if I had a reaction to something, but I stepped outside to take a breath of fresh air and sort of walk things off. The rest is very blurry to me. I just don't know what happened. But this is not indicative of how I behave, and I'm I'm not a liability to the state, my county, and definitely not my town. I've held the same job with the same employer for over 10 years. I'm married, been an avid hunter since I was 8 years old. I was always taught to respect firearms and firearm safety. That's really all I have to say.
Thank you. Chief, do you have any questions of the appellant?
I do.
Go for it.
Do you recall being at 84 near Water Lane on the night in question?
I don't.
Do you remember the officers taking you home, leaving you with a family member?
I do.
Is it a fair statement that your pants were down in the driveway of this residence home?
I don't recall that.
How far away do you estimate that 84 near Water Lane is from your residence?
It's approximately a half a mile.
Where were you and what were you doing prior to this incident?
I was at a friend's house. A certain friend was in town, so we got together. We had some drinks there, and then we proceeded to a bar and area.
So from the bar, how did you get to 84 near Water Lane?
I walked.
What bar were you at?
Ernie's.
How far would you estimate Ernie's was from 84 near Water Lane?
Mile and a half? 2 miles?
The statement made by the caller on the 911 call that you were trying to get into his home, would you agree that that is a fair statement that that in fact happened?
I don't recall that.
Do you have any reason to believe that the resident would be not telling the truth when he called 911?
I don't. No, I'm not disputing that.
So the night that you had contact with the police and they took you home, were you under the influence of alcohol or any other intoxicants or substances that night?
To my knowledge, only alcohol.
As you sit here today, did you think that you were at your home when you were attempting to get into the home?
No.
So you applied for this pistol permit. It came across the issuing authority's desk in February of 2021. Is that correct?
Correct.
This application was filed with the Darien Police Department less than 20 months ahead of this conduct. So that's a fair statement?
It is.
Last question that I have. I take the responsibility of issuing pistol permits very seriously. The statement that alcohol and firearms certainly don't mix. Would you agree that that is a fair statement?
Absolutely. 100%. Yes.
I have no further questions.
Thank you, Chief. Does the board have any questions for the appellant? Chief?
You were with people at the bar.
I was, yeah.
And how did you get there?
We were dropped off.
By?
My friend's little brother.
So no one there had a car?
No. I did not drive to the house, and I did not drive to the bar.
How were you going to get home?
I would have taken an Uber.
Okay. And you didn't take an Uber?
I didn't, no.
Oh, why not?
I'm not sure.
How did your friends get home?
I believe an Uber, but I'm not sure.
Did anyone leave with you, or did you leave by yourself?
I just stepped outside to get some fresh air, and things just sort of snowballed from there, and that's where I ended up.
So they didn't know you were leaving?
No.
Were they looking for you?
I didn't say goodbye. I just really thought I was stepping out to get a breath of fresh air.
Were they looking for you? Were they concerned about you?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
When did they find you?
They didn't find me. I called them the next morning.
Okay, so the next morning is when they knew you were okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about your drinking. Has alcohol ever been an issue for you before?
No.
When was the last time you had anything to drink?
The Giants game.
Last weekend?
Yeah.
All right. When was the last time you were drunk?
The Giants game.
How about prior to that? When was the last time you were drunk?
I can't say.
Previous Sunday, or is it a Sunday thing? I'm trying to get an idea of how much you drink. anymore.
Yeah.
As the chief said, firearms and gun and alcohol don't mix.
Yeah. It was probably the weekend prior, probably the Saturday prior to that Sunday. Not the Saturday before, but the...
When was the last time you drove after drinking any amount of alcohol?
I don't drink and drive. It just doesn't pay off.
So you've never had anything to drink and then driven the car?
That's not true. I have.
So you do?
At some point in my life, but I, you know...
Well, it's early in the year. How about this year? Have you had even a glass of wine, a beer, and drink?
No.
Have you been treated for any alcoholism or alcohol-related behavior?
I have not.
Since this incident, did you see a doctor to see what happened to you? Because you're implying that maybe you were drugged. I think that's what you're saying.
I don't know if I had a reaction or what. I'm not saying I was drugged. But I cannot explain the amount of alcohol I had does not explain what happened to me. And I'm sorry that I can't explain that, but that...
I think we're going to look at this and say, what is the likelihood this would recur?
Right.
And how much time has passed and things like that. So that's what I'm trying to get
I understand.
I would be a little more comfortable if you had gone to a doc and said, hey, listen, what happened? And it's a test or something.
Sure.
But right now we have what you're saying. That's what we're saying. All right, thanks.
Other questions by the board?
Just a follow-up. If you were concerned about this incident, why didn't you see your personal physician afterwards?
I didn't have any, symptoms of anything the next morning. I didn't have a headache this isn't something that's ever happened to me before or since. I just didn't see the need to go to a doctor.
So the next morning you felt like your usual self in terms of your physical health as well as your cognition?
Yes, for the most part, yes.
Thank you.
Other questions by the board? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I don't.
You are entitled to make a brief closing statement.
I think I've said everything I need to say.
Okay. Chief, would you like to make a closing statement?
I'd like to ask a question of the appellant.
Sure.
Sorry to be out of order, Mr. Chairman. Sir, how long have you lived in Darien?
I grew up there. I was born and raised there. I currently live in the city, and my family has a residence there.
Sir, you live in...
That was the whammy question I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
You actually live in New York City?
Yes, I keep things in my house in Darien, but I live in the city primarily.
Okay, sir. The chief can't grant your application. You have to live in the town where the initial permit is issued. So based on the fact you live in New York City, the chief has no authority to grant your permit.
When you applied for the permit and
yes.
filled out your application,
yes.
did you live in New York City?
Yes.
And did you put that on your
application? I still have a residence in Darien. I get mail to Darien,
But you don't live in Darien. You have an apartment or something in the city?
Yeah, that's correct.
You have a Connecticut driver's license?
I do.
This is a conundrum.
Well, if he's saying he lives in New York City, then how often do you sleep in the city?
It's a times question.
Four or five days a week.
I gotta say, if we were gonna proceed with this, it'd be my position.
He's a New York guy.
So you have you can proceed, and we can make our decision based on where we think you live, as well as the other facts, or you can withdraw your application. Because it's my position, and I don't know what the rest of the board thinks, that you live in New York City, so. That would certainly be informing my decision. If you wanted to withdraw your application, you can do so, so you don't have a negative inference going forward that you've lost an appeal before this board.
Do you file taxes as a Connecticut resident?
New York resident.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. So your license has to be changed, too. I think it's 60 days from the time you move to New York City. probably needs to be changed to your New York address, or you probably need to get a New York license. You do need to get a New York license.
What do you suggest?
I'm not suggesting anything. Well.
I'll suggest you withdraw your application.
All right. I appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Very well. The application is withdrawn. We are all set. There is no need for further action on this case. Thank you.
Let's go with that as a threshold question.